Welcome to the Uplevel Your Future No More Hiding Summit. You will discover innovative talks for personal and business expansion with leading experts. Today, be ready to be infused with hope, strength, and confidence, and find powerful direction to lead you on a path of success. Join our world-class speakers and experience inspiration, hope for your future, and an elevation of your desires. Inspired Choices Network, our summit hosts, are excited to have you here.
The posture of prosperity. I bet some of you have never really considered all the different things that your posture is affecting. And one of the main things that your posture affects is your body. And your body reflects to the world how you feel about yourself, how you feel about your life, and all those other things. So why is our posture important? And why are people talking about it now? And they may have talked about it in the past as more of an etiquette sort of a thing, but not necessarily health benefits of posture. We're going to talk about all of that. The etiquette of posture is interesting too, and does go back for at least 300 years that I know of, probably longer. Oh, actually longer when you think about posture related to warriors and like the Roman Empire. They would have had a certain posture that would have been able to show people that they're ready for fighting, that they are strong, that, yeah, posture is an interesting thing. So posture involves our body. And because it involves how we move, how we sit, I always find it funny that everybody that I ever say, I work with posture and I help you improve your posture, which will help you improve several other things. Every single person unconsciously does a thing where when they're sitting, they'll throw their shoulders back and do this like chicken-like thing with their head, poking their head forward to try and show me that they're standing straight. And kids, that's not straight. That is not good posture. In fact, you've probably just made your posture considerably worse doing that. That's not straight. I don't even know what that is, but I'm sure you'll be able to laugh at it yourself. Posture actually starts in your feet. What? Yeah, posture starts in your feet, the way you stand. And if we think about that in your reflection of life, the posture of prosperity is the way you stand. What is your foundation? Now, if you're standing with your in your body and both of your feet are in a position that's slightly apart, you're not having your feet completely together, you're not standing in warrior stance, and you know, roughly hip width, shoulder width apart, which is always funny to see people do what they think is shoulder width apart. And when you can see it in somebody's mind that when they are standing shoulder width apart, they will often have their legs really wide apart if they think that their body is really big. But shoulder width apart is generally, if you do like a little jump in the air and just kind of let your legs land where they do, your legs will probably land shoulder width apart. It's one way to check and see where your shoulder width apart. If you're not forcing it, if you're not thinking about it, if you just let your mind go and jump up, jump down, shoulder width apart. And you're standing on both feet. And when you're doing that, if you have your attention placed on the center of your foot, the arch of your foot being connected to the ground, you will stand on your whole foot. Now, what a lot of people do is when I look at their feet, they're usually either standing on their toes more, where they're lifting their heels, or they'll stand on their heels more. That also wears your shoes out in a more imbalanced way. But standing with your feet, where you're drilling your foot into the ground from the center, you're going to take any of the weight off the sides, which you might also be doing, bringing it forward, being able to stand with your foot flat. And a lot of times as you practice this, you can end up, you know, doing things like not even needing orthotics later on. So it does take practice. Sometimes orthotics keep your feet in a position for a really long time, that then those orthotics like reflect everything else in your body. So if you're somebody who's been thinking, I need to get orthotics, just wait and try some of these movements for a little while, just noticing your feet, which are the foundation of your posture. And as you stand on your feet, that foundation of your life, just notice. Are you leaning a little to the left? Are you leaning a little to the right? Are you leaning a little forward? Are you leaning a little back? What does that all mean? Well, with body language, we can kind of add some nuances to that. So if you're leaning forward, you're kind of aiming for the future, not really being present. If you're leaning to the back, you could be aiming towards all your thoughts and pressures from your past. If you're leaning to the side, you might not really be, might be a little wishy-washy about choices. And just that's just some of the postural things. And if you are able to go right down in the middle and be centered, you're probably centered in your life and centered in your foundation. Now, when you are centered, you can be present. And when you're present, what can you do? You can absolutely create, creating at amazing depths and speeds. And presence can also be something that is reflects in your relationships. It reflects in your own mental health too. It's like, oh, I'm good with my life. It's okay. My life is okay. I'm stable. So you would like to create stability. Let's start with your foundation of your feet. That's where your foundation starts. And then we build on up. So what goes in line after your feet is your knees. We're just going to go to certain joints because that's where we're going to start with. Where would you put your knees? I know that a lot of people, when I ask them to stand straight, what they do is they lock their knees deeply, tightly. They shove them back really hard and they do like a military stance that is almost painful to watch, like rigid, so rigid. It's not necessary to be rigid to have good posture. Your posture can be smooth and flowing and be totally in alignment. So you're absolutely don't need to be rigid to have good posture. Standing on our feet, looking at those knees, what are you doing to your knees? So check it out. What do you do to your knees when you stand up? Do you lock them? Do you push them back? Are you in pain in any way? Is there pain around your sides of your knees? Are you locking them up so hard? Get them supple. And how do you get them supple? Is you just bend them just slightly, just slightly. And you're probably going to notice when you do that that some of the weight on your foot shifts as well. Generally, if you are standing with all the weight in the center of your foot, your feet. Your knees will reflect that and they'll start to become supple and they'll start to just slightly bend rather than locking. And as they're supple, what also happens is that the muscles that are connecting that go around your knee, all those ligaments and muscles that go right up into your hip, they start to loosen. They're not so stressed, they're not so tense. And you know what else happens is the lymphatic. It's around your knees. Yes, you have lymphatics in your right down to your toes, kids. From your head to your toes, there's a lymphatic system. You might even find that it loosens, and you can actually rub the lymphatics in there if you're finding that it's too painful to stand with your knees a little bit bent. There are little nodules on the sides of your kneecap and to the and just moving around the bones in there, you will find that there may be little nodules that you might feel them a little bit swollen, and if you squeeze them, they'll release. Those are likely, depending, I'd have to touch your own to find out. Those are likely your lymphatics. So squeeze them and release them. That's also going to create some relief in your leg and also in your hip. So now we're moving on up. What else do we include in our posture is our hips. And boy, I've seen some interesting things with hips. I have seen people jut their hips forward as if they're walking crotch first. And then I've also seen people walk with their crotch back, really far back, and their head really hard forward. So their posture is almost like a V shape from the side. If you look at it, it's definitely like angled, like probably like a 70 degree angle. And it is creating pain in their lower back, whether they're shoving it forward or shoving it back, that is creating pain in their lower spine. It's also going to create sometimes numbness in the legs. So what do we want to do? We've got our feet flat, we've got our knees supple. We're gonna rotate those hips a little, do some number eights. What does that mean? So you're gonna make the number eight with your hips. Go to the right, shift it over, go to the left, shift it over, make some number eights. You might have seen people do this in belly dancing. And you're just gonna ease that, shifting your weight from one foot to the other to help kind of loosen that, all of that tension and stress in your lower spine. And you're going to find a spot where it feels comfy. You're going to find that cozy spot where you can relax into your hips. And your hips, if you're finding that your pelvis is curved forward, in time your pelvis will get back in line. And I have worked on an awful lot, particularly of women who have their pelvis absolutely shoved forward. And when I put my hand under there, the weight of their pelvis is incredibly heavy. And what do I mean by that is that your pelvis, when it's out of alignment, actually feels physically heavier than when it's in alignment. It really does. And the amount of pressure that's being put on your lower spine, your coccyx, and your sacrum when your pelvis is shifted into a different position is extraordinary. And so, as we shift that out, it loosens not just for your body, it's going to allow you to have better posture and have looser sacrum. And your coccyx can kind of relax a bit. Your body will start to relax that posture and let your pelvis rock forward, like rock from a forward tilted position back. And sometimes it's in a tilted position back and it needs to come forward. So, depending on the position it's in, we just want to adjust that pelvis. And there are lots of exercises that can be done to adjust the pelvis as well. Right now, just noticing where is your pelvis in relation to your knees, in relation to your feet. And the next thing we're going to look at is where's your abdomen in relation to all of that? Because as much as you might throw your pelvis forward, walking crotch forward, you might be trying to throw your whole abdomen back because maybe you've got, body issues around your belly. So you're like ashamed of it or something. So you got your crotch forward, your belly back, everything's twisted. We want it to be relaxed. Don't worry about that belly right now because you know what? The more we do postural things, the more engaged all of your abs are going to get. They're actually going to strengthen. And then there are different things that you can do so that your body will not only strengthen your abs, but it will help all of that, everything in there, wherever there's been inflammation, your body will start to relax that. So as you get better posture and you do different movements that are somatic, which means body, somatic movements to release tension and stress in your body will be able to let go of that tension and stress, and then it will be able to heal. So things like inflammation that may not be healing, or your digestive system might be off because your posture, you're squished, your body's like squished forward into a ball, and everything is got pressure on it, your bladder's got pressure, your bowels have pressure, your lungs have pressure, everything's got pressure. You're wondering why you feel off 99% of the time. First things first is improve your posture and then see what else is left. I've often worked with people and I was like, can we just improve your posture first? Save you some money, and then we'll go find out if there's anything else going on. Because doing the movements that will help improve your posture are going to help your body actually harmonize your vagus nerve. So all of a sudden, everything that was hyper and overactive is going to calm down. So now we're moving on to the rib cage, and the rib cage often gets condensed in that, your thoracic vertebrae can often feel tense or stress if you sit at a desk a lot. So your thoracic vertebrae is all of the stuff that's connected to your rib cage. So that's your thoracic vertebrae in the back. And we're going to open all of that up. And some of the easiest ways to do it, if you happen to be sitting, one of the easiest ways to do it is slouch first. Oh, just take a big slouch to the ground. If you can touch the ground, go for it. Wonderful. If you can't touch the ground, just lean down as much as you can. See how comfortable your body is just leaning forward. Then come back. And when you do come back this time, raise from in between, just above your chest, just like above your breasts, in the center. Raise from the middle of your chest as if there is a string on your chest that goes up to the heavens, and let your head come out of your heart's way. So when people have their head in their heart's way, they often feel disconnected, they feel lonely, they feel off, they also have not only relationship stuff going on. I know it sounds wild, but it does happen. It also affects respiratory, your respiratory system, and but also affects your heart. It puts pressure on there. It makes it a little bit harder for your heart to pump blood. So what do we do? Raise from right in that middle area, as if there's a string. Whoop, heart to heaven, get your head out of your heart's way. So we got that happening. You might find that when you do that, all of a sudden your core is engaged, and maybe you're feeling some things in your spine that are like, oh, I didn't even know that I needed that to be strengthened. Cool. You get to work on that. And you're not going to hold this 24/7. If you feel there's a lot of tension and stress like holding that, boom, slump again, and then come back. Let that relax out of your body. You don't need to hold it. Posture is not rigid. I've seen a lot of people do rigid posture. It just is really hard on the body, especially when you're just learning about your posture. So we've raised the chest. What about the shoulders thing that people talk about? Like, my shoulders are curved. What do I do with them? My shoulders are really slumped. And all of that is indicators when you look at somebody who's got that. There's an indicator of withdrawnness, shyness, insecurity. Our shoulders and all of the burdens that we carry in our body through our shoulds and our shoulders. If we just release all of those shoulds and all of those burdens, and we restore all of the blessings from our mother's side, and we restore all the blessings from our father's side, and we let our shoulders relax, whoo, that feels good, right? So let that all relax. Let your shoulders relax down. Having posture does not mean your shoulders are up by your ears and you're standing like, I don't know even what that is, some kind of strange creature. No, your shoulders come down, they relax, they come back. Your shoulders will be in line with your hip, which is in line with your knee, which is in line with your foot. So, okay, we've got our shoulders now in line with our hips, now in line with our knees, now in line with our feet. And then what do? We definitely keep our head out here. No, you actually can't at this point keep your head pokey. When your shoulders are back and your chest is raised, your head will automatically start to come back into position. I see a lot of people going from head down for posture, but I'm here to tell you that going from your feet up, working on your foundation and bringing it all the way up is actually a lot easier and much more sustainable than trying to always look in the mirror and find out where is your head. Notice your feet, even when you're sitting. Notice your feet. Are they connected to the ground? Are you connecting through the center of your feet? Are your knees in line with your ankles? You don't want them to go over your toes. You don't want to have your, that'll create stress on your calves and right through into your sciatic and your tibial nerves. And then it also create a lot of congestion in the psoas muscle. So if you're sitting for long periods of time, you're going to need to do movements to release not only the psoas, but anything else that's going on where you've got cramping in the legs. Sometimes it's a mineral deficiency. So we're sitting, feet connected to the ground, knees above your feet. Your butt is in the chair. And right now, guys, you can take time and just relax and lean back like a guy on the sofa with your arms back on your chair, relaxing it up. Look at the ceiling. Let your whole chest open up. And when you're ready, roll on forward. You can even work on your posture sitting in your chair. You can work on it while you're standing up. It first starts with noticing. All of it starts with noticing. So I hope that you have a lot of fun being diligent about noticing all of these parts of your body, where they are, how they're feeling, and to let them release.
Thank you for joining this motivating talk on the Uplevel Your Future No More Hiding Summit. Inspire Choices Network and our expert speakers are excited to connect with you and learn about your hopes and desires to lead you to greater success. If you would like to learn more about everything Inspired Choices Network offers, including future summits, please email us at info@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.